Okay, welcome. This is the May the 11th, 2017 open session meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is 7 p.m. Pacific time. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay, I'll go back to you. Jonathan, Alexander?
I'm here.
Jonathan is here. Okay. David Beaton?
I'm here.
David Beaton is here. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? I'll get back to you. Adriana Kasanev? Adriana?
I'm here. Are you letting me talk
okay.
now? Yeah.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bill Crozier is here. Catherine Davis. Catherine? Okay, Catherine Davis, I'll get back to you. Benita Diaz.
Present.
Benita Diaz is present. Juan Delano? Rhonda, okay, I'll get back to you. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan is here.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina is here. Ken Loeffler.
Here.
Ken Loeffler is here. Robert Mark.
Robert Mark is here.
Okay, Robert Mark is here. And Serene Roberts.
How many ways are you going to find to violate the bylaws in the open session? You did so well in the closed session.
I guess you're here. Okay, Mansoor Sabah?
Positive.
Okay. Nancy Soden?
Here.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Alex is
present.
Here.
Present.
Tanaka is here. Temple is not here. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Turner is here. Mosquito Washington?
Present.
Mosquito is here. Grace Allen?
Here.
Grace is here. Jim Brown?
Here.
Jim Brown is here. Kathy Davis? Okay, Kathy Davis is here. Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Okay, Rhonda is here. All right. And so we have we have 19 people.
Thank you, Aki. My timekeepers, I'm going to keep the same two timekeepers from the last meeting. Mansoor, you're keeping time of the items or the...
People.
People. And who is...
I'll try to do the time again. I was sort of bad, but okay.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna double check and say.
Hold on. One last thing, Aki. Are there any excused absences?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair. I send it that. I send the name to the board.
Okay, let's see. Hang on, sir.
It was my understanding that the same two phones were to be muted for this meeting. Did someone second the motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Or are there any objections?
Yes.
Who has the objection?
Sorry, what was the... Sorry.
Ms. Thornton,
what was...
Ms. Thornton,
you said... Go ahead.
You had an objection to the agenda?
Oh, my... I see my my motion is on there.
Yes, I put it on.
Okay.
Bill Crozier, an amendment.
What's your amendment?
I move to add an IED report as the last item before adjournment.
No objection.
Hold on. Sorry. Are there any objections to that? Hearing no objections, the IED report will be, let's call it 6D.
Okay.
IED 6D. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Minutes approval. I believe we have the minutes. This is the open session minutes of the previous meeting. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, March 30th. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes from the last open session meeting? Okay. Hearing no objections, we're on item number 4. Which is a motion for KPFT authorizing opening and signatories. Who wishes to motivate this?
I will.
I'm sorry. One second. Go back.
Robert.
Who is that? Robert Merck.
Robert.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Our business...
I'm sorry. One more, Mr. Mark. I just want to remind my timekeepers. We have 90 seconds per speaker. Go ahead, Mr. Mark.
Our fiscal person at KPFT has identified a bank that she believes and our treasurer believes will result in a significant savings to KPFT on bank charges. Last night, the LSB unanimously approved, recommending to you that you approve resolutions to authorize the opening of an account and designating signatories to the account. Tonight at about 4:30, I sent out the presentation by our treasurer and the resolution authorizing the creation of the account and the resolution authorizing signatories to the account to this body. I tried to send it out a few minutes ago again, but I can't even find it in my sent stack, so something's fishy with my email, and it might be I had 3 devices all with it open at the same time. So at any rate, we would ask that you vote to approve the resolutions as recommended by our LSB unanimously.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and take 2 speakers for and 2 against. That's Grace. Sabrina, keep track. Who's the next? Anybody else for the SAC?
Who made the motion?
That was Mr. Mark.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the stack? Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I have serious reservations about this motion because it's my belief that it would be much easier for accounting purposes for all stations to be using the same bank, because then it is much easier to transfer financial information between the stations and the national office, making our accounting simpler. The switch of the bank may save KPFT money, but it may cause higher costs to have to be spent by the national office to do the accounting. So I would like to refer this motion to the Finance Committee for review so that it can be looked at more closely. And so that would be an amendment that I would make to this motion to refer it, or a separate motion, to refer this motion to the Finance Committee to study it in more depth, and then if it seemed to be beneficial to bring it back to the PMV.
Is there anyone else for the stack? Thank you, Ms. Sarin.
Yeah, Jim
That's
Brown.
A motion,
yeah,
I believe it needs a second.
Okay,
I'll
there a second?
I'll second. This is Hockey.
All right, this is Mr. Secretary. Does anyone else wish to speak to this?
Yes, Nancy.
And Jim Brown.
The floor. And then
Can
Jim
you hear
Brown.
Me?
We hear you.
Oh, okay.
I got
Go ahead,
you. I got you. Yeah, this looks like an urgent matter. The recommendation that Grace made can be changed to say, you know, and this could be referred to the Finance Committee meeting to look into doing whatever it was with the details of what she said it was. And then they can change it after they discuss it at the Finance Committee meeting. But this is something that has to be done right now.
I'm sorry, just to be clear, Ms. Sorden, are you suggesting amending her motion? Or just that we should vote on it right now?
No, I'm saying the original motion is something that needs to be done. Those people need to get authorization to run their radio station. They need to get authorization to have the authority to spend money to run their radio station.
Okay.
And right. They don't need to wait until it goes to the Finance Committee and then come back to the PNB. They need to do this. This needs to be done right now. But you can still have we could still have it referred to the Finance Committee meeting.
Fine.
to look at making the change that Grace suggests.
That's your time.
All right. That's your time. Thank you very much, Ms. Sorden. Next was Jim Brown, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Who seconded Grace's motion?
That was Ozaki.
Tanaka.
Okay. And I'm not sure, but I don't know anything about this particular motion. Who suggested it, and when was it approved by the PNV to even open an account?
No, it comes from the local board at KPFT, and they put it forth to the national board. It hasn't. That's what we're debating right now, actually.
Okay, and I just want to remind you that you didn't do a report out from the closed session.
Yes, thank you very much. I caught that during the music break, and we're going to try to get a report out, and we'll send it out hopefully while this meeting is on to everybody. But it's just essentially the IED report. Anything else, Mr. Brown?
That was it right now.
Thank you very much.
Crozier for the
second. Nancy with a request for information.
Okay, so we got Bill and then Nancy, okay?
Bill's for the stack, right?
Bill
yes.
for the stack. Nancy has a request for information.
Okay, Nancy, what's your question?
Well, I'm just reading this motion again, and it is something in here that doesn't make sense. I'm going to ask for clarification. It says, resolved this 13th day of May 2017, Pacifica National Board authorizes the opening of a checking deposit account for KPFT general funds with the Bank of Texas, us to change banks.
Oh,
is that U.S.? They're requesting that they open a checking account. I guess that us is U.S. to change banks. I'm sorry, it just didn't make sense. Is that right, Robert? Bank of Texas, is that supposed to say U.S. to change banks? Or
first
us
of all,
us.
First of all, that's really not the motion. That's the resolution passed by the LFB last night.
Did you say your
motion? The motion is to approve the two resolutions that authorize the creation of the account and also designating signatories to the account. The problem is we got the resolution authorizing signing of checks into the agenda, but we didn't get the resolution creating the account. I did send it out at 4:30, and it, you know, was sent out to everyone, but somehow it was overlooked getting the second resolution, which in my mind is the first resolution because it's the first one I type, into the agenda. But that what your question is about the resolution passed by the LSB. The motion is to approve the two resolutions. And as I said, one of them you're going to have to look up online.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm withdrawing my amendment Grace's amendment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking this should just go ahead and go to the NFC before this is allowed. I understand KPFT has other bank accounts that they can use at the moment.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Jordan. Mr. Crozier has
thank
the floor
you.
Now.
Also, Jonathan, the agenda, we'll see, but time is up on this item, sir.
Got it. Okay. So that means that we have to, we're at time, we're going to have to go to a vote on this.
I think Sam wanted to say something to this, speak to this, Mr. Chair.
That's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Yes, there you go.
Sam.
Yeah, can you listen to me? It looks like I have been muted.
Oh, sorry.
No,
we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I lost the conversation for last 5 minutes because I could not make the connection. I don't know where it is, but I just want to say that this proposal has been sent to me just about in the last 2 days, and I did not get a chance to look at the benefits, the cost-benefit analysis. It is a very serious issue because we are changing not only the banks but the credit card processing company also. So unless I
slow down, please slow down. Thank you.
So we need to make a thorough review of the proposal that we have received. It is only a salesman's proposal at this time. It has not been vetted. So it will not be proper to take a vote on this. I would rather suggest that this should be postponed till we have the proper analysis done and till we really confirm that there's any savings from this proposal.
Okay. Well, then that's the point that we're at anyway to vote on Grace's motion. Grace, could you please repeat your motion just to move forward?
Okay. I sent it to the board. And my motion is simply a motion to refer this KPFT authorizing opening and signatories to the Finance Committee. Is to refer this motion to the Finance Committee for review.
Nancy, with a point
Thank
of order.
You. We're about to go to the vote. Nancy, what is your point of order?
Right. Since Director Casney from KPFT has been muted, Can you please unmute her so she can also give some input into this, since she's from KPFT on the LSB there?
We're at time on this item. But I'll remind you again that they are not, that they are still allowed to vote. But we are at time on this item.
Point of order.
But she is from KPFT. I do get your point. Your point is well taken. But we're at time for this.
Yeah. Point of order.
Who is that?
That's Nancy.
Oh, sorry.
The motion that took place in the closed session was not a closed session item. It was not appropriate to do in closed session, number one. And number muting Director Roberts and Casanave for the whole meeting, and and further. And that just to do that is tantamount to censure, and there are procedures for doing that, and the procedures were not followed.
Yeah.
And I just want the people on the stream to realize the illegal motions that have been taking place on the board tonight.
Robert Marsh for the deck.
That motion was voted on by this body.
Robert Marsh for the deck.
And it was for the duration of this. Mr. Mark, you have the floor.
Yes. I would like to point out that there are different rules for censuring bad behavior that occurs during the meeting in front of all the members and other bad behavior, which I think Section 22 of Robert's Rules allows or requires the creation of a committee to investigate and make recommendations. But bad behavior that occurs while at the meeting, the board can immediately take action to censure a member. If we were to face-to-face, you could have the person removed. However, having said that, I think that whatever was voted on in the executive session meeting does not apply to this open session meeting, and I believe that the two members should be allowed to speak again, subject to the possibility that if they don't control their bad behavior, they might be censured again.
Which would be the case, except within the motion that we voted on, it stated for this meeting as well, and we voted on that, and that motion passed. So
well, then I'm glad I didn't vote yes.
Me too.
However, right now we are about to take a vote on whether or not to have this item number 4, which is the KPFT authorizing and opening signatories motion, whether or not to have it move referred to the NFC.
Okay,
yes, vote refers it to the NFC.
Okay, Grace Allen.
Yes.
Grace is yes. Okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Jim Brown? Okay, I'm going to get back to you. Adriana Casanes? Adriana? Okay. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Bill Closure, yes. Catherine Davis is not on. Okay. Benita Diaz?
I don't understand what we're voting on. If somebody could...
We're postponing, we're deferring this resolution to the Finance Committee.
Item number 4.
Then I abstain.
Okay. All right, Rhonda Garner?
Okay, voting to postpone, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're voting yes. to have this referred to the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Make sure everybody's
yes.
clear on that.
Okay, Rhonda, how do you vote? Yes, okay.
I vote yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina says, Ken Rofer?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Mark?
No.
No, okay. Sabrina Roberts?
This is a sham and a shame, and your actions are illegal and improper.
Okay,
yes.
Mansoor Sabah
votes yes.
Okay.
Vote
Nancy
yes.
Nancy Soren?
No.
No? Okay, Nancy is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex is yes. Tanaka is yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Andrea Turner is no. Mascara, Washington?
No.
Mascara is no. Okay, I'm going to come back to Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. And Adriana? Adriana? Okay, so Catherine Davis is...
She's trying to vote. She's trying to vote. You have her muted.
No, I don't
think
so.
Muted.
Nobody's
muted. Adriana's
muted. Nobody's muted during the vote.
She's not muted. Does she have a vote? Adriana, vote.
Okay. So I'll go back to... Okay, Suing
well, she's
vote.
Claiming that she's muted.
Take a screenshot.
She's trying to vote.
No, we can do a screenshot. Yeah? All right.
Yep, I can do a screenshot. Nancy, did she, if she says she's muted...
Can you hear me
said,
now? Can you hear me now? You? Oh,
clearly, your own phone was muted.
Now you open it to me?
Obviously, your own phone was muted. Enough shenanigans.
So many, so
yes, no, or abstain, please.
No, she votes no. Okay. So Celine is now voting. Okay. All right.
My vote on everything you people suggest, since I believe you're insane, is no.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
for the clarification, Ms. Roberts. I appreciate that.
All right. Okay, so 11 yes, 6 no, and 2 abstentions, so the resolution is deferred to the Finance Committee.
Can you repeat the count, please?
11 yes, 6 no, 2 abstention, it's deferred to the Finance Committee.
Mr. Chairman, Mark, point of order.
So what's your point of order, Mr. Merck?
Yes. Yes.
Keep track,
in light
Sabrina?
Of the fact that we censured, according to Robert's rules, two members in an executive session, and then we came into an open session, which you now tell me that part of that vote was to censure them into the open session, I believe that it is appropriate for you to either recite the motion and the recorded vote on that motion, or put the motion or the recorded vote in the report out from the executive session, or both.
Mr. Mark, I agree with you. I'm going to read right now the motion that we all voted on. And then after that, the tally will have to come from the secretary. Whereas directors Adriana Kasanev and Serene Roberts continue to engage in wasting the board's time with dilatory points of order, and have a proven record of disrupting our meetings to the point that we can't see to the serious business of our failing foundation, I move that they be silenced via Maestro for the duration of the May 11th, 2017 closed session and the entire upcoming May 11th, 2017 open session. That is the motion presented to us by Ms. Garner. And now, Mr. Secretary, can you tell us what the tally was on that vote?
It was 10 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstention.
Thank you very
I have
much,
a point
Mr.
of
Secretary.
Order, Mr. Chair.
That is Mr. Steinberg with a point of order.
My point of order is that Director Roberts should be censored again for insulting this body. She said, "You people are insane." And I believe that should be entered into the minutes of this meeting.
Your point is well taken. We are, you people is a phrase that us Pacificans have learned not to use. And whether or not we're all insane, I will not debate that. I'm sorry. But your point is very well taken. You can't insult members of this board. Thank you very much, Mr. Marks. And please put that in the minutes, Aki. We are now on item number 5, which is the motion to rescind the SCA motion. This item is 10 minutes long. We're at 7:32 Pacific time, and this item is 10 minutes long, timekeepers.
Okay, just to 7:43. Okay. All right.
Okay. And now, is there someone who wants, first of all, who sent that motion? Who's going to motivate this motion? Aki, who added it to the agenda?
Grace?
From the Finance Committee.
Okay. From the Finance Committee?
No, well, this is the audio, this is a longer one. There was a one from the Finance Committee, but then there's the SCA motion that has been there for a couple of meetings now. And I think it was motivated by...
I'm sorry, that was a motion to rescind, you're correct. And I believe that Grace did put that forth. Do you want to go ahead and read it?
Okay, first of all, it's a long motion. The motion is to... I noticed the motion that we rescind this motion. Therefore, the Finance Committee, this motion is the original motion that I put on the agenda to be rescinded. And the Finance Committee wording, I would accept the motion from the Finance Committee, whereas the SDA motions, which I think that I would like to have, because this motion has been on the agenda for quite some time, and therefore noticed that the desire to rescind it has been noticed, it only takes a majority vote to rescind this SCA motion. I would like to ask Alex Steinberg to put forward the motion that just came out of the Finance Committee regarding this and to motivate it, if he's willing to do that.
Mr. Steinberg, can you...
I am, but let me bring it up first. Okay, this is the motion that came out of the Finance Committee. Whereas the SCA motions, subsidiary communications authorization, approved by the PNB in 2016-17, are basically a decrease in national office revenue, have been too complex to implement, and if they were implemented, create an inequitable allocation of financial support. Therefore, the Finance Committee asks that the PNB vote to rescind any and all policy resolutions and motions passed in 2016-2017 related to subsidiary communications authorizations accounts and the revenue they generate, and that the foundation reverts to the traditional handling of that activity, and that the revenue therein generated be wholly designated as national office income and deposited in the national office account. That's the motion.
Thank you very much. We can, if there is anyone who wants to speak for or against the rescinding of this motion. Again, is there anyone who wants to speak for or against the rescinding of the motion? Bill?
Chair, this is
Bill goes.
Benito.
That's Bill and Benito. Did you want to be on the stack, or you said you had a point of information?
No, request for motion. Information.
Okay. Let me just keep things in order. What is your question?
So I'd just like to understand why... Well, I know that this motion has been around for several years and was finally approved last year. So in light of that, I just want to understand why is there a recommendation to rescind the motion as opposed to maybe modifying, amending it, or fixing it?
That's not a question for me. That's a question for the makers of the motion.
Yeah, that's true. But you can tell whoever, ask whoever to respond.
Okay, I think Bill was going to actually speak to that.
Well, can I reply to that, Jonathan?
Is that Alex?
Yes.
All right, Alex, go ahead and answer Benito's question. And then Bill is next on the staff.
It's a technical parliamentary reason. The reason it's a motion to rescind is because there was a previous motion passed by the National Board on this issue. And you can't simply amend a motion previously passed. You have to rescind it. So that's the reason.
Mr. Crozier?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even have to rescind it. Sometimes you can just ignore it.
It came up last year. There really wasn't time to discuss it at the meeting, and I think a lot of us didn't really understand the implications. And what we really need to do is integrate this in with budget discussions, because reallocating SCA revenue affects the national office funding really significantly. And right now, we're trying to get the audits done. We're trying to catch up on all the work that needed to be done for the last several years to get our finances under control. And we don't need to do anything that's going to interfere with funding the national office. And that's kind of the effect this would have, even though that I'm sure that was not the intention of some of the people that voted on it. I think we just need to rescind this and then work it into the budget discussions this year. So if we're going to change, it's really a policy issue. If we're going to reallocate the way SCA funding goes, then we need to figure out how we're going to otherwise fund the national office to keep it going and make sure it works, and figure out what would be fair so that some stations don't have to pay more and others not. And that's what would happen also with the motion that was the SCA motion that was passed previously. So I'm in favor of rescinding it.
Who was next on the stack?
Sam wants to go on the stack.
All right, Sam. That was 241. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Bill just now said. So in addition to that, I would like to say that it unfairly, the SCA motion that was passed earlier, that unfairly punishes stations who have been current in the payment of the central services, but penalizes those which have not been current. So this is, or not penalizes, but favors those which have not been current. So this is just the opposite of the effect that it should be having. Like the stations which have not been current basically are getting an advantage out of this the SCA motion that was passed. And the other thing is that what Bill mentioned, that is so absolutely clear that we cannot chip away from the funding that the national office gets. We need to get additional funding instead of rather getting reduced funding. As such, the stations which are going to benefit out of that SCA motion are not making their central service payments. So this is kind of a double whammy that it affects. So I would strongly promote that or suggest that the SCA motion should be rescinded.
10 seconds.
Okay, was there another speaker against the rescinding?
Jonathan.
Yes.
Time is up on this item. 10 minutes is up on the item.
Okay. Thank you. In that case, we're going to go on to a vote, Mr. Secretary. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to be voting on rescinding the SCA motion. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace is yes. David Beaton? David?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Hello, Jim. Okay. Adriana? Adriana Castaneve?
No.
No? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Bill Crozier is yes. Catherine? Oh, Catherine is off now. All right. Benita Diaz?
Pass.
Benita? Pass, okay. Rhonda, Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs is yes. Ken Lawfer?
Yes.
Ken Lawfer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Robert Marcus, yes. Serene Roberts?
No, it's basic math.
Why shouldn't a station get credit for the money its antenna generates?
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor is yes. Nancy Soden? Nancy?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Is it yes? Yes or no?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes,
I can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay.
I don't think you heard me the first time I said that. I don't think you heard me the first time I said that.
Yes, we did. Alex? We heard you.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex is yes. Tanaka is yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Andrea is no. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay, so we'll go back to Benito. Yes?
No.
Benito is no. Okay. Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Okay. So, Nancy, on the SCA motion?
What?
The descending the SCA motion?
You didn't hear me before?
No, I didn't hear you before. How do you vote?
On rescinding the SCA motion?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I vote yes.
Okay. All right. So that's...
This is Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. So how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Vote yes. Okay. So 14 yes and 5 no. So the motion passes.
The motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We are on item number 6.
Is that two-thirds vote?
A two-thirds vote was not required because of the more than 30-day notice was given to rescind.
Because what?
Because a 30-day notice was given to rescind the motion, so only a simple majority was required.
Yeah.
Well, where does that come from?
Well, it's in the Roberts Rule prior notice. It's been on the agenda for the past two meetings.
At least.
Yeah.
And now moving on to the committee motions, item number 6.
Well, the request for information
has 10 minutes.
6 a.m.
One second, Mr. Chair. Request for information.
What is your question, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah, can you just cite whatever rules section that the rule you got that from?
Well, it's easy. It's on the Robert's Rule for Dummies. It's on the first if you can see that.
Where?
Well,
where?
I'll send it to you. All it says is that...
Mark for the good of the body.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I would just like to confirm that Robert's Rules of Order clearly states that rescinding a matter with notice only requires a majority vote. Without notice, it takes a two-thirds vote. I've researched this on several occasions, and I don't think it takes a 30-day notice. Our rules say you got to give 7 days notice of a meeting. 7 days is adequate.
But we did do at least 30. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And we'll send that out to you, Mr. Diaz. Moving on to item number 6 on the agenda.
It was more than two-thirds anyway.
Yeah.
True. The Finance Committee motion is the CFO oversight of accounting personnel. There are 10 minutes on this item.
I would like to read the motion, and I think it will be appropriate for the CFO to speak on it after I finish reading it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr.
Okay, the motion is Whereas the Chief Financial Officer per Pacifica Bylaw Section 9 is tasked with aggregation of financial data from all business units of the foundation. And whereas the CFO is also charged with proper financial procedures and accounting for all financial transactions which occur by or within the foundation. And whereas audits since 2014 have been delayed and lengthened due to insufficient financial record-keeping reporting at least three Pacifica stations, leading to the tripling of the cost of outside audits, and whereas financial reporting deadlines have frequently not been complied with, leading to an inability to manage the foundation's financial activities, and whereas this situation is threatening our nonprofit status, and whereas the general managers and executive directors, fully appointed or interim, have not remedied these ills, therefore, be it resolved that the CFO shall have direct managerial control of the accounting personnel, if needed, which includes business managers and other accounting staff at each of the business units as regards the methods, protocols, and priorities applicable to their assigned areas of activity, and be it also resolved that the CFO shall also have the authority to apply disciplinary measures through the general managers of the business units, including adjustments in salary, termination, and awarding of bonuses based on performance of all accounting personnel under the CFO's charge, and be it resolved that the general managers will be responsive and cooperative to CFO requests regarding the activities of their accounting personnel and any disciplinary actions required, and be it also resolved that evaluations of general managers be included, ensuring that their business units provide timely financial information as required by the CFO, and that they may face disciplinary actions initiated by the CFO and approved by the ED if they fail to comply. This resolution will be in effect for 1 year from date of approval, at which time it may be amended or dismissed as determined by the PNB in regards to its benefits to the financial health of the foundation. That's it. It's a long one. I think it will be appropriate for our CFO to comment on it.
It is. We're going to go ahead and let Sam speak to this, and then we'll take people speaking for or against the motion, two and two. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. This is very necessary to have this authority because right now I have the dual authority along with the general managers. And general managers really are very protective of their business managers. They do not have that kind of level of understanding about the accounting matters, and they have their own pressing concerns. So it becomes very difficult for the national office to obtain information in a timely manner or to enforce any deadlines or just enforce any kind of order in the whole process. If you look at the audit reports for the past several years, it has been pointed out by the auditors that national office, the CFO, does not have adequate authority over stations to get the information in a timely manner, and that is the reason why there's so much delay. Now, Bill Crozier, he's finding out himself how difficult it is to coordinate the efforts with the general managers. CFO does not have authority over the general managers, so it becomes very difficult to ask them to cooperate in these matters. They can do so by their own goodwill, or by their own discretion, but generally that is not the case. In the last year when I was here, I had extensive documentation for removing an accounting personnel, but the matter kept sitting because I could not get the cooperation from the general manager. So the embarrassing thing is that I had to take work from the same person who is not doing the job, and I cannot take any action. So this is proving to be very counterproductive. I really appreciate the suggestion or the resolution that has been put forward by the National Finance Committee, and I think it's appropriate, it's overdue that this authority be given to the CFO, because the question is that if the authority is not there, then how can we enforce responsibility? How can we ask CFO to be responsible for ensuring that deadlines be met and the accounting information should be available in a timely manner, but without any authority. So that doesn't work in the real life. So that's why I really would appreciate if this authority is given to me.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam. Now we're going to go to debate. We'll take two speakers for this motion and two speakers against this motion, if they're that
Sabrina for the stack. Sabrina for
Robert
the stack
Mark for the stack.
Nancy Sorden.
I hear Sabrina, Robert, and Nancy. Is there a fourth person who wishes to go to the stack for this? All right, go ahead, Sabrina.
Robert Marks also.
I'm
sorry?
I'm sorry.
Robert Marks was also asking to be on the stack.
I got him.
Right.
He's on.
We got it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to motivate for this particular motion. What's happening at KPFA is a mystery. We don't know what's going on as far as the audits, why they're not being done, why our information hasn't been sent. And there needs to be some motivation to get this information to the PNB, or excuse me, to the P&O and get it to Sam. It's the same thing that's been going on for the past 2 years, and it needs to stop.
Okay.
Who was next?
Robert.
Oh, we have Robert's next.
Go ahead.
I actually want to speak for it, so you might want to take against it.
Oh, thank you. Is there someone who wants to speak against it?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Sam already has the authority from an earlier motion. So you don't need this motion. He's already got this authority. We gave it to him. We gave it to him last year. Same thing.
Yeah, so, I think we did it this last year, right?
No, that motion did not include him being able to reprimand the business managers because it was a joint type of oversight with him and the general managers. The general managers, like it says in the motion, stated they clearly try to protect their business managers.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, in that case, you need to rescind that earlier motion.
Well, okay. I think we got your
before you
there,
can put so. This one forward.
Okay, Mr. Mark?
Yes. I'm currently the chair of the audit committee, and we've been reviewing proposals from audit firms to do our audit. And I would tell you that what we have paid last year and the year before to pay for an audit is not tens, possibly $100,000 more dollars than what these bids are coming in at. And the reason that those bills were so high is because the people at the station are not getting the paperwork prepared for the audit. I heartily support this proposal.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Nancy Sorden. That's not the only reason. That's incorrect. That's misleading information. That's maybe just part of the reason, yes. But that's
Sorden,
not all.
I'm pretty sure that's not a point of order, but
yeah,
understood. Just let Mr. Mark finish.
That was actually debating cutting into my time. I guess that as a result of the previous comment, I would move that we add a single line to this motion that all previous motions with respect to the CFO supervising fiscal personnel be rescinded or be repealed and rescinded. I take that back. I'm not going to make that motion.
Okay. That was two speakers for the motion, one speaker against the motion. Is there someone else who would like to speak against the motion? Yes, Mr. Secretary?
10 minutes is up. 10 minutes is up on this item.
Okay, and I didn't hear anyone else who wanted to speak on it either anyway, so we're going to go ahead to a vote.
Okay.
This vote is...
Did Robert, point of order, Nancy?
Pardon me?
Point of order, Nancy? Right. Did Robert Marks just amend this?
No, he did information, but no, he didn't. He withdrew it.
He withdrew.
Well, I mean, then my point of order, the other motion has to be rescinded.
But that wasn't a point of order.
No. My point of order now is what I said before.
Okay. Is that the motion should be rescinded?
The other motion needs to be rescinded before you can pass this one, because if this one is if this one is different from the other one, as someone just said it was, then...
Yeah. Hello.
Okay, Mark, I'd like to address that.
But just a moment. But since that was a point of order, let me go ahead and rule on that. I don't believe that's necessary. In fact, and I'm not completely disagreeing with what Ms. Sorden says about last year, because that seems to be my memory as well.
We just rescinded a motion that we made last year on the SCA.
I understand, but your point's not well taken. Here's the thing. If that motion needs to be rescinded, right now it would take a two-thirds vote. If you wish to give notice, however, to rescind that motion, you can shoot that to us in an email at this time, and then in 30 days we can take it up. But now that we're at time for this,
let Robert weigh in on it.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, did you say that
please.
We were at time on this?
Yes, yeah, we finished the time, yes.
Okay.
So we can revisit it. Okay. So anyway, Grace Aaron?
Yes, I vote for this motion. Yes,
okay.
I vote for this motion.
David Beeson?
Yes. Yes,
David,
I vote for the motion.
That's what I mean.
Jim Brown?
Rescind or ignore. Neither one.
Jim?
Doesn't matter.
Jim Brown?
Well, I cannot vote for it because he doesn't have the knowledge to do it if he doesn't know Great Plains.
Okay.
How can he manage this kind of situation if he doesn't know Great Plains?
Okay. Adriana?
That was out of order. Mr. Brown, your statement was, I'm speaking now. Just a moment, Ms. Kasanen.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm simply stating that, Mr. Brown, I'm going to remind you that we're in open session, and admonishing the skills of the CFO is out of order. Now, going back to Ms. Kasanen, it's your chance to.
Okay, Adriana. Okay, I'll come back to you. Bill Crozier?
No, I want to vote no because the CFO
Crozier votes yes. Knowledge.
He doesn't know.
Mr. Secretary, please record her vote as no, as she stated.
I got that. Okay, so I got no for Adriana Casanova. Bill Crozier is yes.
Yes.
And Benito Diaz? Benito?
No.
Benito is no. Rhonda Garner.
Simple and Lance.
Rhonda?
I said yes.
Okay, thank you. Rhonda Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman? Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina is yes. Ken Loffer?
Yes.
And of course, yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Mark is yes. Serene Roberts? Okay, Serene Roberts. All right.
Mansoor?
Did you call me? Mansoor says yes.
Okay, Mansoor is yes. So, Nancy Soden?
This is against California code. The CFO cannot be involved in hiring the auditor. You all should vote no.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with
the auditors. It's a total conflict of interest. We're going to end up getting another ding at the G at the.
Okay, Alex Steinberg,
you're out of order.
Yes.
Continue, Mr. Secretary.
Alex says yes. Okay. Anaka is yes. Andrea Turner.
No.
Okay, Turner is no. Mascula, Washington.
No. No.
No, okay. Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan is yes. So Jim Brown abstained.
Jim Brown voted no.
Okay, but initially I thought you said that you abstained, but okay, I'll put you down as a no.
Yep.
All right. And then Serene? Serene vote? Okay, let me count this. So right now I had 12 yes, 5 no, and 1 vote I don't have from Serene.
Ms. Roberts, are you there?
The count. I can't hear you sometimes, Aki.
It's 12 yes, 5 no, and 1 vote not recorded.
Okay, thank you.
All right. That motion passes. We're on item 6. Oh, my. Never mind. We're on the Finance Committee motion. The motion is the fund drive for the national office.
Mr. Chair, one clarification on the vote.
Yes?
Aki said that there were 5 no's. I'm counting 6.
Okay.
I can read them to you if you like.
Sure, go ahead.
So I've got Nancy, Jim, myself, Adriana, Andrea Turner, and Maski Lab. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6.
Hang on just a minute.
Jim voted yes.
No, Jim voted
Jim
no.
Voted.
Oh, Jim.
No.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Jan Goodman voted yes. Jim Brown voted no. Sorry.
Adriana? And
that's 5 or 6.
Yes. And Andrea Turner. So I have 5. What is the 6 again? Would you repeat that?
Okay, Nancy.
Hang on just a minute. Nancy, okay. Well,
Jim.
Oh, I see. I didn't hear Nancy. I see, okay. Yeah, all right. Because I didn't recall Nancy because I didn't hear her vote. Okay, you're right. 12 yes, 6 no, and 1 not voting. Okay.
12 yes,
thank
6
you.
No.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and thank you, Mr. Diaz, for your clarification. And we have on the agenda, it actually says 6A. We had 2 6As, but now we're on the second 6A, which is, again, from the Finance Committee. From the Finance Committee, and that is the motion for the fund drive for the national office. Who would like to motivate?
Well, I'll read it.
Jonathan! Nancy Sword and point of order!
Excuse me?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was doing 2 things at once. Ms. Sorden, what is your point of order?
You missed an item on the agenda.
I hope I did.
There was a version number 5 is my motion. Has my motion before the committee proposed motions.
Number 5 is motion to rescind the SCA motion. Let me just read what I have real quickly and make sure everybody is on the same page. And we all have the same agenda.
Jonathan?
Yes.
There were five different agendas that were sent. And the very last one that was sent was like about 20 minutes before the meeting. So my guess is that, and there is a Nancy Soren's motion.
Let me get to that agenda.
Yeah,
I apologize.
It was sent at 5:22, which is 8 minutes before the meeting started. So if not everybody got it, the reason why I didn't got it was that it was sent 8 minutes before the meeting started.
Did it come from you or Nancy?
No, it came from me. I received it from Nancy like about 20 minutes before the meeting. I sent it to you about 10 minutes before the meeting.
No, I sent it about an hour before the meeting.
Was it?
Okay.
Okay, but anyway, I see
the different agenda now. I have CFO oversight, followed by fund drive.
Number six.
There it is. Thank you. Okay, I got it. I apologize.
Pacifica Foundation. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Preserve the Pacifica Foundation, and that's a 10-minute items on the. I'm sorry, 10 minutes for that item on the agenda. I apologize, Ms. Sorten. I have the right agenda now, and that's what we're on. Would you like to motivate that, please?
Sure. I'll read it first, because not everybody maybe has seen it yet. Motion to preserve Pacifica Foundation. Whereas there have been proposals.
I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for the noise to stop.
Okay.
Whereas there have been proposals and initiatives in recent months that include measures in one way or another to dissolve the Pacifica Foundation in whole or in part. And whereas there have been proposals that would result in fragmentation and unit dissolution, such as reducing the East Coast stations to repeater stations, the Pacifica National Board is hereby clarifying that if you do not... Am I finished? The Pacifica National Board is hereby clarifying that it does not support any plans or active initiatives for the dissolution of Pacifica Foundation in whole or in part of any of its units. The Pacifica National Board also rejects any plans to reduce WPFW, WBAI, or KPFT to repeater stations. We urge our listeners and members to continue to support Pacifica Foundation and its units as we grow our listenership in these most challenging times.
This is Benito. I second the motion.
Alex on the stack, please.
Thank you, Nico. Okay, let's get the stack first, Sabria. That was Alex. And anybody else to speak for?
Benito. Okay, Benito.
For Alex, you're speaking against, I'm assuming. Am I right?
That's correct.
And Sam on the stack.
Sam.
And Jim. Okay, perfect. That looks like 2-4 and 2 against. And now, Nancy, you want to motivate it?
Okay. Well, this came out of the recovery plan that was sent to the AG. And that recovery plan was sent to the AG without approval by the PNB. The board has not discussed any dissolution or bankruptcy.
Point of order. Okay, is the recovery plan and everything in it closed or open session? Is it confidential or is it public?
Ms. Sorten,
I ask that question before we start discussing the recovery plan.
Ms. Sorten, can you answer that question?
It's public.
Okay, I'd like to add the IED. I'd like to add, okay, is I just like
can
to
I finish my motivation? Grace, your point of information has been taken. Now you get to, don't I get to finish my motivation?
Go ahead, Ms. Orton, finish motivating.
Thank you. All right, so this is in response to what was in that recovery plan. And the board has not discussed dissolution or bankruptcy. The board has not discussed turning WPFW or WBAI into repeater stations. And the executive director cannot do anything not sanctioned by the board. This has been is prematurely brought to the a solution when other solutions have not been tried yet, and WPFW has already been cut to the bone. And what needs to it need now? It needs support, rather than more cutting. Unless you want to get rid of us.
Point of information: what other plan, Sabrina? Point of information, Nancy. What else has been done?
Point of order: is there a chair?
I was occupied. Here, let me fix that. If I wasn't occupied, that wouldn't have happened. Sorry about that. Okay, we're taking two speakers, two against, and we're going to a vote because we're just about out of time for this item.
Alex.
Thank you. Alex.
This motion has the character of one of those when did you stop beating your wife kind of questions. No one is proposing to shut down any stations or turn stations into repeater signals. What we had was a recovery plan which included some contingency that we may have to move to in case we are not able to get sustainability at some of the stations. Contingency plans always have to be included in a recovery plan. It's not something we want to do, and we don't expect that we will ever have to do any of this stuff. But we have to have some kind of contingency plan. Now, if this was a serious motion, you could certainly debate the merits of this contingency plan versus some other contingency plan. If you could come up with some other contingency plans to fund some of the stations that are currently not able to sustain themselves,
right,
we can certainly discuss that. But simply
did you say
to
time,
say,
Sabrina?
Simply to equate what
I'll
we put in a contingency plan as kind of actions of last resort and say that this is something we're supporting is completely dishonest.
10 seconds.
Then you should not have any trouble voting for this motion.
And Sam on the back.
Benito is next.
And then Sam.
Just hang on 1 second. All right, Benito, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. So first of all, I'm not so sure that Ms. Sorden was able to finish because I know she was interrupted. But anyway, I just want to say that the major focus of this motion has to do with all this discussion, email as well as who knows how else, about whether or not to break up the Pacifica Foundation. And so the most important thing that this motion calls for is for the PMB to go on record that we are not in favor of breaking up the foundation and selling off its parts or whatever else, or giving it over to some other foundation that now is going to collect these 5 or 6 licenses. So it seems to me that the fiduciary responsibility of the members of the PMB is to state unequivocally, and I always have problems with that word, that we are about preserving the Pacifica Foundation, not cutting
Ten
it
seconds.
up. pieces and giving it off to somebody to do whatever she or whoever wants.
Time's up.
Okay, so
Sam, Matt, go ahead.
Sam, hi. Yeah, so I echo the sentiments that have been expressed by Alex, because this is exactly right. I cannot say it better. The question has been framed that way, that when did you stop beating your wife? There was no intention, or there's no objective that any station will be a relay station or repeater station. This is just a contingency plan. But more important, the fact is that we cannot have a meaningful discussion in the open session. We have to look into the finances of the stations that are being questioned, because there are serious issues. There is no credible plan to turn around those stations, so we cannot put any options off the table. I cannot get into details because this is a very sensitive financial information, and that has to be dealt with in the closed session only. So I object very strongly the middle section of this, that where it is targeted the three stations, because we have to consider all the options. We don't have good ways out to save Pacifica if we put some options off the table.
10 seconds.
I think that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
Also, we're also out of time.
I move that we extend for 5 minutes, Nancy.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Benito.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on that. I just would like to ask one quick question of Sabrina. Was there a person on the stack after Sam? I made a note, but...
Tim Brown was asked to be on the stack.
Thank you.
Okay,
Jay, I didn't know what it meant. Okay, Nancy...
How many minutes?
5 minutes. Are there any objections?
To extending? Who is that? Who objects?
Alex Steinberg.
Alex, okay. Then we'll have to go to a vote on it.
Okay, so Grace Ann?
Hold on a second.
Grace?
And Jim is here. I was on the stack.
Right.
I suggest that.
Her motion is to extend for 5 minutes, but the question right now is how much time is actually left in this item? Is there enough time for Jim to speak, or do we have to extend?
Well, I mean,
Secretary.
It was right at the polling line, so let Jim speak. In that case, we don't have to go extend the time.
Okay. So, Mr. Brown, could you just go ahead and take the floor? And if we still want to vote to extend, that's fine, but. You're the last speaker anyway. So go ahead, Mr. Brown. You have your full
No,
time.
I am. Nancy is.
Okay.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got Alex, Benito, Sam, and then Jim. And that was 2-4 and 2-8.
Right. And then the person that motivates gets to speak last. The person whose motion is gets to speak last.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. I think
that.
That's only when on a
point of order.
Limbs of the chair. Right. Points of order. But anyway, let's. Go ahead to Jim. I'm not opposed to extending either, but I want to hear Jim. We're wasting time when Jim could be talking. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you. It seems to me that when things get tight, we start to look for cuts, and we look for cuts in what we consider to be weak parts. The community that we come from Washington, D.C., we've just started to recover a lot of the lost revenue that that was done before this small management got into office. It has been for the last 6 or 8 months a steady increase in not just the audience there, but also in the contributions to that station. You can't avoid looking at the progress that the station is making and consider it to be part of a cut which seems to me to be the primary attitude of our CFO. That's what we object to. We say
10 seconds.
We say that the consideration to allow that station to grow should be something that's prominent there because
time's up.
It's in such an area, and it is in fact one of the most progressive stations that we have in a network.
Time is up.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. So now we're at time for this item, but Nancy wanted to extend just long enough. I didn't hear you said 5 minutes is about
I
2 minutes.
I just said that Nancy speak the last piece.
Right. Go ahead, Nancy. Just.
You want me to speak instead of extending?
Yeah, okay. It'll be faster, and you can get your point across better. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to also mention we've got this threat from this big tent group out there. That was kind of what one of the things that I was talking about. But also, I just want to say, mention that, when did you stop beating your wife thing. This is to get on record that the PNB hasn't discussed this yet, and this contingency was already sent to the AG without even discussing it with the PNB or getting our approval. And I would just lastly like to point out, if this is considered instead of other alternatives for contingencies, then, and there are lots of them, I won't go into it, but they've been mentioned before. But Pacifica is the community network, and if we start making the stations become repeaters, it's going to weaken local presence and participation and concerns, just like, what's the name of that radio, corporate radio, I can't think of it now.
Clear Channel.
10 seconds.
Clear Channel, yeah. So we'll just become like Clear Channel, where you go in and you get the news. You don't get any local
time
issues.
Time is up.
You don't get any local issues. Okay.
90 seconds.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sorden.
Okay.
And
we'll
now
go
we're
going to.
Right.
Okay. So Grace, Al? Grace?
No.
Nope. Okay. David Beaton.
I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Jim Brown? Jim, are you going to vote?
He must be muted.
Okay.
Come back to him.
Okay, Adriana? Adriana Castaneda?
I vote yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Bill Closure?
No.
No? Okay. Catherine Davis is not here. Okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito is yes. Van de Garner?
No.
Van de Garner is no. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Pass.
Okay. Ken Lawford.
Pass.
Ken Lawford passes. Reverend Mark.
My heart says yes, but my legal brain says no, so I think I need to go with the legal brain.
Okay.
Hi.
Shereen Roberts.
I'll tell you anytime you want to buzz me.
Okay. Shereen? How'd you vote?
Yes, I believe in the Pacifica network. Yes.
Right. Mansoor, Shabbat?
Mansoor says N-O.
Okay, N-O. Nancy Soden?
Yes.
Nancy is yes. Okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
I was saying is no. Tanaka passes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea Turner is yes. Mosquito Washington?
Yes.
Mosquito is yes. Okay. Gonna go back. Jonathan Alexander?
I pass.
Okay, you pass.
Mm-hmm.
All right. David Beaton. You abstain, right, David?
Yeah, abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown is yes. Okay. And I'm going to go to Sabina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. And then Ken Lofer?
No.
Ken Lofer is no. Okay. And Tanaka is abstain. So, Jonathan?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Ken Lofer is abstain.
Archie,
yes.
This is Rhonda.
Yes.
I would like to change my vote to an abstention, please.
Rhonda is to abstention. Okay. All right. Very good. So it's
Mr. Secretary, I need you to change my vote to a no. I'm listening to Mr.
Okay.
Mark's legal mind.
All right.
Mr. Secretary, this is Turner.
Uh-huh.
Could I change my vote to abstain?
Okay. All right. All right. So, all right, that's fine.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Ms. Sabrina. Nancy Sorden brought up something that really concerns me in regards to her motion.
Okay.
She brought up the whole big
issue. Are we going with the vote?
I'm not sure. We're in a vote, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I
can't bring it up. If you're not going to allow other people to do it.
Yeah, okay, got it. You do it anyways.
Got it.
Who's trying to support you? Jesus.
I think a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, still
home.
Sorry.
So, Rhonda?
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it.
So,
really.
Rhonda, you changed your vote. I forget which way you vote. You changed your vote from what to what? Rhonda?
I voted to abstain.
Right. Okay. Got it.
We keep asking, do you have the result that you want?
So, Ken Lofer was. Okay, got that. Okay. All right. So,
listen,
Andrea,
Mr. Secretary, there's been
Andrea,
a lot of changing going on back and forth, so when you're done,
So,
just go down
Andrea,
the line and be sure you have everyone's vote correct.
So, Andrea, you also ended up staying, right?
Yeah, that's what I ended up with.
Right.
I was just concerned about the big tent without discussion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mosquito was, okay, so I got it. All right. Yeah, that was out of. Okay, 7 yes, 7 no, and 6 abstention.
I'm going to go and say, wow.
Can you repeat the tally?
Yes,
can
7
you
yes.
The vote?
I would like the tally repeated
seven.
As well.
7 yes, 7 no, and 6 abstention. I'll go.
No.
And,
who vote yes
I'll,
and who vote no?
Yeah,
who
I'll
vote
go and go check. Okay, I'll go through that. Grace Allen is no. Jonathan Alexander is no. David Beaton is abstain. Jim Brown is yes. Adriana Kasanov is yes. Bill Crozier is no. Benito Diaz is yes. Wanda Gana is abstain. Jan Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs is abstain. Ken Lawfer is no. Robert Mark is no. Shireen Roberts is yes. Mansoor Saba is no. Nancy Soden is yes. Alex Steinberg is no. Tanaka is abstain. Andrea Turner is abstain. Mosquito Washington is yes. So that's 7 yes, 7 no, and 6 abstain.
All right, the motion fails. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. This is obviously something that perhaps we all need to discuss again, since essentially we're about split on this, and some of us obviously feel both ways on this. But now we are on item number, oh, that's the wrong agenda. We're on item number 7 on the agenda.
The next motion from the Finance Committee.
Yeah, fund drive for the National Office.
That is correct. And there we have 10 minutes for that. And just one moment, 10 minutes. Who would like to motivate that motion?
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
Whereas the Pacifica National Office has an immediate necessity to fund certain staff and contractor expenses for completion of vital tasks, therefore be it resolved that all 5 stations shall run a day-plus special fund drive from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of Thursday to
raise funds for the National Office of Expenses.
This special fund drive to be coordinated separate from and prior...
Sorry to interrupt you. Point of order. We have a time certain.
And you, can you...
Don't we have a time certain adjournment tonight?
Just a moment. You're correct that we do.
Please, Mr. Chair.
Just a moment. Order. Just let Mr. Let him finish reading that, and then we'll address the time issue because we do have a time certain. Finish reading the motion.
The last sentence of the motion is, this special fund drive to be coordinated separate from and prior to the upcoming summer fund drive. And
I'd
like to motivate that.
Just a moment. As we are at time, we will have to entertain a motion to extend, or we'll have to go to a vote on this motion. Do I hear a motion to extend time? And if so, for how long?
Mark,
a motion,
7 minutes.
A motion to 11. Call the...
Did you say 11 minutes?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Oh,
7 minutes.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 7 minutes?
Yes.
Who objects?
Yes.
This is Jim Brown.
Okay. Remember the people listening can't catch everyone's voice either.
Sorry.
So that, no problem. So Mr. Brown objects. Do you want
to extend? Okay.
You want to state your objection?
15 minutes.
Okay. It's an amendment, sort of. But 15 minutes. Does anyone object to us extending time? I'm sorry. Is this for the item or for the meeting?
My motion was for the item.
I'm sorry. I'm losing track. Okay. Mr. Mark, you were moving to extend for the
sure
item.
Of the
Mr. Brown?
Here. I want to extend the meeting only to extend this item.
Right. I understand.
Okay,
I'm just trying to ascertain, is that the same thing that Mr. Brown is saying, just for a different time? Correct?
I said it's for one other motion that we need to consider tonight before we go.
I'm sorry.
You broke up a little bit. Could you repeat it, Mr. Brown?
I said for this and for one other item that we have to discuss before we close out.
For a total of 15 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone object to extending for a total of 15 minutes?
I second. Ms. Sabrina, I second.
Yeah, I hear no objections. So we have extended to 15 minutes, and Mr. Mark is motivating his motion. And then after that, we'll take 2-4-2 against and vote.
Excuse me, it's my motion. This is Alex.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Alex.
I'm satisfied. My motion was amended to 15 minutes, so I'm not in the game anymore.
But you don't object?
No.
Okay. You can make a note. Okay, go ahead. Alex.
Okay, this motion was brought before the Finance Committee. The reason it was brought before the Finance Committee, we had a report from the CFO that the National Office has a severe cash problem, and this is causing great difficulties in preparing for the audits. And the audits are the number one priority at the moment, and we have to do everything we can to assist the National Office, so that's why we brought this motion forward. I should add, by the way, that it's already pretty much received agreement from the general managers. It's been discussed among the general managers. I don't know all the details, but I know that there are no big objections to doing this, and perhaps Sam could weigh in on this as well. That's my motivation.
Okay, thank you for motivating, Mrs. Steinberg. So now we're going to take two speakers for and two against, and if Sam wants to be one of those four people, that's fine. Who wants
Mark
to speak
for
or
information?
What's your question?
My question is, it says that there will be a day plus special fund drive from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of a Thursday to raise funds for the National Office. That's less than a day. So what's the plus mean?
Alex?
6 a.m. on a Wednesday to midnight on a Thursday is more than a day. How do you get this plus on a day?
No, midnight Thursday is the Wednesday at 11:59 plus 1 minute.
I don't know. Maybe there's an ambiguity in that statement. I think they meant it to be like a day or a day and a half.
Here it is.
So I think it's 6 a.m. on Wednesday to 6 midnight on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Nancy Jordan, point of information?
I believe, I'm just reading this, it says five stations shall run a day plus special fund drive. I think that means an extra day.
No.
How I read it. But Nancy, we were taking four people for the stack. What did you just?
If I can clarify.
We're having a fund drive right now. My question is this going to come in the middle of our fund drive when we've just been told, we've been told that we have to come up with all this money or we're going to be turned into a repeater station, and now they want to take a day away and energy away from us in the middle of our fund drive so people are asked to pay money to Pacifica while we're in the middle of our fund drive trying to get our central services together? Is that what I'm hearing?
A little more commentary than question, but your point's taken.
Point of information.
Did we already, have we started taking a stack? Because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sam on the stack.
Okay, and Sabrina, you had a question?
Yeah, Can somebody answer my question? Well, Nancy, I have a question for you, which will probably answer all of our questions. Where did you hear that is exactly what's going to happen to WPFW, that you guys are going to become a repeater station? A definite answer. Where did you hear that?
Order. No, I'm sorry, but that's just commentary. That's out of order. I mean, if that's what she believes, that's fine. If that's the comment she wants to make.
It's only plan. It's in the recovery plan.
In a question.
Yeah, that's just the plan. It's not set in stone.
No, but they're this is
how we're going to debate it back and forth. Just a moment. Order. If we're going to debate this topic like I said, we'll have not crosstalk. We'll have two people speaking for and two against, but we're going to run out of time. We just heard at least one person speaking against this item. Sam, you're next on the stack. And Sabrina, keep track if anybody else. I only count one person so far.
You got it.
Yeah.
Bill, it's Sam and then Bill. Got it. Go
somebody
ahead.
Answer my question.
Yeah, let me put this in perspective. I have sent the spreadsheet for the outstanding central services. And you can imagine that, say, for the last 2 years, the stations have not paid about $800,000. Every month, we are not getting paid about $44,000. That is about 40% of the budget that the national office has. So you can imagine if we cut the 40% budget in any station's finances, what the impact would be. And so it is very discouraging to hear from people that this is a burden on the other stations when we are not able to make payment for the audit fee, for the legal settlement bills. Last year what happened that we could not even pay $5,000 and the amount was taken away from the bank account. Again, the problem is that this is an open meeting, so I cannot get into all the details. It is embarrassing to even get into all these like numbers. How can we continue our business? That is the central question. So nobody is happy about this whole thing. But now the fact is that if we don't get the money, there are serious consequences. And
10 seconds.
We had a meeting with the general managers. They all agreed. But if a resolution is passed by the PNB, that will be the enforcing mechanism. So that is very
time.
Much needed.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam. Did someone else want to be added to the stack for this? Contrary to his position.
Bill.
Bill, I think you're going to speak for it. Was there someone else who wanted to speak against?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Well, just to give you an update, yeah, we, Sam and I did meet with the general managers, and we are planning on sort of doing this in a little different way. The stations that are in Fund Drive are going to be providing some additional money. And KPFT is not in Fund Drive this month. They're probably going to be having a little special Fund Drive for this so that they'll raise their part because we really do need the cash soon. And as Sam says, we're struggling all the time about how to pay, you know, which creditors and which other ones can we put off and hope that nobody, you know, moves to collect on things legally. I still like the idea of the motion. We may do another one before the end of before the beginning of the summer Fund Drive. That's what it says in here. But I'd like to make a move that we amend this to delete the references for the specific days because I don't think we need to be that specific. I'd rather let the GMs help us figure out when would be the best time to do it.
Second.
Okay. Is there someone?
Strike the words from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 p.m. midnight of a Thursday.
So Nancy Gordon to the
staff. Yeah, and Benita, request for information.
Okay, I can't hear too well. Sabrina?
Nancy's next on the stack, and then Benita. Yeah.
Benita.
Okay, what's your question?
Benita has a question.
Yeah, my question is simply to, I don't know, to whomever, Bill Crozier just proposed taking out the Wednesday, not making it specific. But I think for us at PFW in particular, maybe everybody, what we would like to know is when, what week, what month would this be proposed for?
That's a good question, Mr. Crozier. Can you answer him?
Well, for right now, what the general managers agree to do would probably just extend their own fund drive. So each station will let them figure that out themselves, how they do that, because four of them were in fund drive this month, and they wanted to just do that, they'll figure it out themselves how they would raise their portion. Sam sent a spreadsheet or a listing to the stations of how much each one would need to provide, and it's based on sort of their ability to pay, sort of from each according to from its ability to pay to each according to its need. And right now, the national office is the one that needs it. And then, but I think we should leave this motion the way it is because it calls for another fund drive before the summer fund drives, because I think we're going to need another one. And they were talking about maybe doing one on Juneteenth, for example, but that hasn't been decided yet.
Okay, Sabrina, was someone else next in the stack?
Nancy.
Thank you. Nancy, go
ahead. I'm not against this so much, that, you know, from happening at all, but I don't think it should happen during our fund drive at all, because we may need to extend our fund drive so that we can meet our goals, so that we don't get turned into a repeater station.
It's taking away from
us. It's taking away from our ability we're under threat from people to be turned into a repeater station. And this kind of thing for us and BAI and KPFT it's really important to be able to have it when we can afford it. I mean, we're trying to pay our central services with our fund drive.
We have about 3 minutes left.
Benito's next.
If you're done, Nancy, we can go. Benito, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that we. Again, like Nancy, I don't think the problem is the concept, but it's just timing. You know, I think we all know that extending fund drives is you get to a point of diminishing return. And each time we do that, we piss off more and more listeners. So I think that this fund drive would be much more successful if we did it, you know, let's say a month before, a month after, or something, you know, just give some breathing space between the regular fund drive and the special one so that people get a chance to breathe. You know, I really think we're really in danger with every single fund drive. We're in danger of pissing off and losing more and more listeners with these extensions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Diaz. I'm sorry.
It's the timing, not the concept.
If I can respond to that particular question.
We're right at time here. It'll be time for us to vote. I didn't catch the last of what Mr. Diaz said. He was asking you a question. Go ahead and answer it.
He said that it's not about the concept but the time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So, Jonathan, can I respond to that quickly?
Briefly.
Yeah, very briefly. And this issue has been discussed very extensively with the general managers. And we are quite sensitive about the timing and the extending of the fund drive. So we have left these decisions to the general managers, the appropriate system would be for them. They just have to come up with a dollar amount that is appropriate, but whether they extend it or they do it some other time, that is their discretion. So it has already been addressed.
All right, thank you, Sam. Okay, so now we're going to have to go to a vote on Bill's amendment to the motion, which was striking the sentence about the 6 p.m. Let me get back to it.
That's if there's any objection.
Right.
Excuse me, not the sentence, just the words from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of a Thursday. Not the whole sentence. That's not what I heard.
Good.
Clarify,
just
Bill.
Separate. Yeah.
Bill?
I just emailed it. Let me find it here again. Sorry. Okay, it says, I move to strike the words from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of Thursday.
Okay, you're just striking that sentence.
Not the whole sentence, just that phrase.
I mean, that
so,
phrase.
So it removes the specificity of what days.
Okay. Does anyone object to this?
Can Adriana or Serene object?
Well, you can object for them if you want. I mean, if it's an objection, we'll just have to go to a vote.
Well, I objected.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll go to a vote. Okay.
Right. Well, it's the same.
This is taking out the phrase 6 a.m. Wednesday to 12 midnight Thursday. Okay. Grace?
Yes.
Okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay. Adriana?
I'm allowed to vote, but no to present any objections?
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Bill Crozier. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito is no. Okay. Wanda Garner?
Pass.
Wanda Garner, pass. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Ken Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
No, but I know how we can save $120,000.
Okay. Mansour Sabat?
Please send yes. an email.
Mansour?
Yes. Mansour votes yes.
Okay. Nancy Soden?
No.
Nancy Soden? No.
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. America is yes. Andrea Turner?
yes.
Okay, Andrea Turner is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
No. And I'm checking out. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. Jonathan, Alexander?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Okay. All right. And then going back to Rhonda Garner, you pass?
I'm sorry, I vote no.
Okay, you vote no. All right. And let's see. I think that's it. Okay. Eleven, yes. Seven, no. And one abstention. So 11 yes, 7 no, and one abstention. So the motion passes. Okay. Jonathan?
Hello?
Yeah, Jonathan.
I'm sorry.
11? What's 11 yes, 7 no, and one abstention.
Okay, the motion passes, and so we are at time.
I'm sorry.
You did not vote. You have to vote on the main motion.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, voting on the main motion.
We are now voting on the main motion as amended.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Grace, Aaron? Grace?
Yes.
Okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay, Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, no. Adriana, what's your name?
I say no. Are you registering my votes or not?
I like your vote. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Bill Closure is just... Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito is... Oh, okay. Rhonda, Donna?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, you're going to abstain. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Mom, yes.
Vote yes. Okay. So, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina, yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Ken Lawford, yes. And then Robert Mark?
Yes.
And Serene Roberts?
Can we be sent the bank statement with that $200,000 we raised for the audit? I want to see where that money is.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
Good luck.
Mansour Sabah votes yes. Okay. Nancy Soden?
Actually.
Nancy Soden? Not getting Nancy. Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg? Okay, Alex is
yes.
Yes. Tanaka is yes. Andrea Turner? Andrea? Well, she went off. That's right. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No? Okay. We're going to go back. Jonathan? Alexander?
I abstain.
Yep. You abstain. All right. That's fine. So, Serene, you're not going to vote?
I'm voting no. I'd like to see the statement showing where that $200,000 we raised for the audits are.
Okay. All right. So, let's see now. Ooh. 10 yes. 5 no. And 2 abstention.
Okie doke. Thank you very much. That motion passes. We're well beyond the extended
by
time.
The way,
and
oh,
now
by the way, before I go, I didn't get Nancy. Well, it looks like Nancy went off. I guess she didn't stay on. Okay.
Oh, no, she's gone.
Okay, because I didn't get her vote. Okay. All right.
But the motion... passed. And we're it's at exactly midnight on the East Coast. and I'm sorry. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
A second.
So moved.
No, I can't make the motion. You have to make the motion.
I made it. Robert made it.
Oh, God bless you. This meeting is adjourned, and I'll email you all the report out from the...
thank you, Chair. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I want to thank everybody on this call.
The report out has to be voted on by the body.
And then you can take a look at it and vote on it the next meeting we have. It's pretty simple and straightforward. We only had a report from the IED, but, you know, it doesn't have to be the report out. I'm sending it to you guys. At any rate, I want to thank everyone here for your participation and cooperation. Have a pleasant evening and a fabulous tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate your leadership.
Poor guy. The poor guy.